The UFC Buzz Podcast with Gareth A. Davis. Exclusive to William Hill. Listen online at audioboom.com or subscribe at iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts.
Welcome to the UFC Buzz Podcast for William Hill. I'm Gareth A. Davis, UFC correspondent and BT Sport pundit on the Mixed Martial Arts Fight League, the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Well, this Saturday we go to the Honda Center, Anaheim, California, for what has to be the card of the weekend and a main card which is incredible in its immensity. A stacked card, five incredible fights, which will culminate in the much anticipated rematch between light heavyweights Daniel Cormier and John Jones. They met, of course, at UFC 182 in January 2015, and since then, Jones usurped of the title by the organization for misdemeanors, and Cormier is the man who's taken over. I'm going to come to that fight in a little while. It is a massive weekend for that fight. There is such bad blood between the two men. But I'm going to start with another light heavyweight fight. The British slugger, Jimmy Manua, great striker that he is, facing Volkan Ozdemir in, again, a brilliant contest. Ozdemir knocked out Misha Sirkunov with an incredible punch in Stockholm, Sweden, just 2 months ago, in 28 seconds, and he has risen up the rankings as a result. This is a pick'em. In many ways, it's a pick'em. Manua, two wins on the trot, Oven St. Preux and Corey Anderson after those defeats. Of course, not back-to-back, but in the space of three fights to Alexander Gustafsson and Anthony Johnson. Both men here with very heavy hands, but Manua will want to minimize the ground game in this fight. But Volkan Ozdemir, who really does have all kinds of styles to his repertoire, 15 fights in mixed martial arts, 5 kickboxing fights, undefeated as a kickboxer, 15 mixed martial arts fights, 1 defeat on that record to Kelly Anenson in Bellator 115 back in April 2014. But since then, he's looked very good indeed. I fancy Manua in this fight. Manua is 8-15, Ozdemir 6-4. I think Manua's striking will be far too much for Ozdemir. I think he controls the range very well. I think he'll get his body kicks and his upper and lower leg kicks going early. I think he'll get his hands going, and I see a stoppage victory for Jimmy Manua inside the distance. That's inside the three rounds. An important fight for Jimmy Manua. As I say, the number 3 in Manua and number 5 ranked UFC light heavyweights. So much on the line. And of course, the possibility for one of these men of getting a title shot very soon indeed. Jimmy Manua to win for me inside the distance by TKO or KO. Moving on to the welterweight fight, the very popular welterweight fight between Robbie Lawler and Donald Cerrone. Lawler, of course, just kind of title shots in abeyance for now. An incredible run for him until he was stopped by Tyron Woodley in July last year, just about a year ago. He's back from that year away, facing Donald Cerrone. Lawler, the much bigger man in this contest. Of course, this is going to be a stand-up war in many ways, because both men are phenomenal athletes. Lawler ranked number 3 in the welterweight division. Cerrone number 6. So much to gain for Donald Cerrone from this contest. And he's such a fan pleaser that he will go out and deliver against Lawler. I think Lawler is a little bit too smart in the movement stakes. Southpaw, of course. I just think hit that left hand and his skillfulness could well see him through in a very close fight. I have Lawler winning this on points. The odds again, Cerrone to win 11-8, Lawler 4-7. Lawler for me, just outstriking Donald Cerrone, unless he can do something special, the Cowboy. But still, a fantastic matchup and a real crowd pleaser for this event. Moving on to the women's featherweight fight between Christian Cyborg Santos and Tanya Evinger. This is going to be a real fast fight for me. I don't think Tanya has the wherewithal to deal with Cyborg. I don't think anyone has, in fact. Spent some time with Cyborg in Las Vegas just a few weeks ago. She looks in phenomenal shape. And even though Evinger has got 19 wins from 25 fights, and she is the Invicta featherweight champion, I just don't see her at the age of 36 or in her physique having that physicality to match the Brazilian, who really is a phenomenal fighter, one of the greatest women fighters of all times. I really do see her ripping through her opponent, of course, the Invicta FC bantamweight champion. I think that this will be the beginning of a phenomenal run for the 32-year-old. I'm delighted that she is in the UFC. I've wanted her in here for a long time. It's gone well for her so far in her career. She's not popular. You know, she's had two UFC fights. She's destroyed Leslie Smith and Lena Landsberg, both by TKO, and I think she'll do the same with Evinger in this contest. Moving on to the co-main event, and a welterweight title fight between Tyron Woodley and Demian Maia. A fantastic battle, this one as well. Maia is 7-4 with William Hill. Woodley 4-9 with William Hill. That's each for the victories. I think that Tyron Woodley, unless he gets tied up on the ground, will not have too many issues with Demian Maia. He's far better a striker. He's orthodox, of course, in his stance. Demian Maia, a southpaw. Maia will be looking to lure Woodley into traps to get him to the ground, to submit him. That's where the game can be won for Demian Maia. This journalism graduate who has a very erudite mind when he fights in the octagon. He's looked brilliant recently. He thoroughly deserves his shot at the title. He comes into this fight on a 7-fight winning streak with his last 4 victories against Gunnar Nelson, Matt Brown, Carlos Condit and Jorge Masvidal. And in all of those fights, he really has looked phenomenal. Demian Maia then to face Tyron Woodley. His chances on the ground. I do think Tyron Woodley is going to win this fight, and I think he's going to win it well, and I think he's going to win it by the middle rounds. I think he's going to hurt Demian Maia, and I think he's going to win by ground and pound TKO in about the 3rd or 4th rounds. The betting again, Maia 7-4 to win, Woodley 4-9. So on to the main event, rematch between two men who really don't like each other in Daniel Cormier and John Jones. There's so much bad blood in this contest. There's been thrown shoes, thrown insults. They say they will never be friends. There's a huge swathe of people in favour of Daniel Cormier. There's a huge swathe of people against John Jones. Jones isn't bothered by it. For me, he's the greatest mixed martial artist even that we've ever seen, beyond Anderson Silva and many others. He is such a brilliant fighter. You only have to look at the line of fighters he ran through, from Mauricio Hua, Rampage Jackson, Lyoto the Dragon Machida, Rashad Evans, Vitor Belfort, Chael Sonnen, Gustafsson, Alexander Gustafsson, Glover Teixeira, Daniel Cormier, and of course, Ovince St. Preux, who he fought 15 months ago, but obviously later was stripped of the interim light heavyweight title. It's been a bad time for John Jones outside the octagon in public life. It's been a great time for Daniel Cormier. His stock has risen. But I just think, even though Cormier has looked fantastic, he has won the belt from Anthony Johnson and looked brilliant, and he's had two defenses, but in the middle of a fight with Anderson Silva, who he ragdolled, this is John Jones' fight to lose. Yes, he's been fairly inactive. Yes, he hasn't been in the octagon for 15 months, but he has such an amazing armory. I think this will go the distance. I think Jones will win by 4-1. There is all kinds of betting on this. Daniel Cormier by KO, TKO or DQ, 11-2. John Jones by KO, TKO or DQ, 7-2. Cormier by decision, 4-1. Jones by decision, 6-5. Cormier by submission, 16-1. John Jones by submission, 9-2. And the fight to go the distance, yes, 4-7, no, 5-4. We've got it all to fight for on Saturday night. Enjoy Jones and Cormier. It will be another thriller, I'm sure. John Jones to win by decision, 4-1. You heard it here on the William Hill Buzz podcast. Signing off, Gareth A. Davis.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.